What's the law, Sam, on the books now about replacing these old incandescent light bulbs? When do they have to be changed out?
I think in the U.S. it's 2012, and they're the last factory. GE was the last factory to make these, and they shut, so all our bulbs are coming from China. And so I'd stock up on the old incandescent bulbs because the compact fluorescents are just a disaster. I mean, they got mercury in them. If you drop them in the house, it's a hazardous waste site. You know, I had a bunch in my house in a track light when I discovered this dirty electricity phenomenon. I found out that that was the major source in my house. You see, anything that interrupts the current flow will make this. Halogen lights do it. Compact fluorescent lights do it. So they generate dirty electricity. They got mercury in them. So I took them out when I found out about it. I took them, they were, you know, almost brand new. So I took them back to where I bought them. They said, "Oh, we can't take those. Those are, you got to go to some sort of hazardous depot. So you can't even dispose of the things."
They can't take them. They can sell them, but they can't take them back.
They can't take them back. They had there's a special place. I think one of the big box stores had a trash bin where you could deposit them. But some people, when on acute exposure, just the light makes their faces break out. They get rashes. And other people, the dirty electricity makes them sick. I mean, and the light isn't very pleasing. There's a good light coming down the pike, and when they get cheap enough, I think they're going to be the answer. That's the LEDs.
Oh, we recommend those.
Absolutely.
One of our clients.
They're the ones to go. But in the meantime, there's nothing wrong with the incandescents. They work very well for all these years. And
back in Los Angeles in my studio there, Sam, I have a lamp with an LED light on it that the Sea Crane Company sent me as a gift and to try out. So that lamp is on when I'm in LA. It's on 4 hours a night every night that I'm there. It's been 8 years and it's still on.
They're wonderful.
It still works.
They're great bulbs. The other thing about LEDs that there's a new technology coming down the pike, which is going to allow LED lights installed in the ceiling in place of fluorescents to communicate in a wireless fashion using the LED light. It flickers at a rate you can't detect with your eye, but it could run your laptops and your other devices that right now you have to use Wi-Fi for. So that's another LED boon. So I think they're going to be our salvation, but the governments that have passed these laws, they just don't know what they're doing. I mean,
no, but why don't they? They should.
Of course they should. And there's just a ton of stuff out there. Just write CFL on Google and ill health or disease or problems, and you'll get more than you want to read.
I mean, if I were an elected official and I was on this committee that would, let's say, look at these, I would go and find you. I'd say, get this guy on my committee, get him as a consultant, bring him in here, and tell him to tell us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, and have the industry report to the guy. Why don't they do that?
I don't know. My plan, I found a benefactor who's willing to buy a one book for every member of Congress, my little book. And
that's a great idea.
I've written to Tom Harkin, because he's got these the filters that reduce this in his office. One of my friends the guy who invented the filter visited Harkin's office years ago and said, "Hey, he knows all about dirty electricity. He's actually protected his house and his office with it." I said, "Well, I'll write him, and since he knows about it, maybe he'd be willing to sponsor, a cover letter out to his colleagues so we could educate them about this hazard. Because, without them, we can't change laws. I can't make a law. They make the laws. Let them make the right laws." And they're going to have to pass laws to change the grid if we're ever going to get around this business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you talk about, and this is perplexing, suicide rates are high among our Gulf War vets. And I don't know if we're talking about the Gulf War syndrome or what, but what do you think is going on?
Well, let's just talk about suicide for a sec. There have been studies over the last 20 years that show that people exposed to various kinds of electromagnetic fields have high suicide rates. That's held up. It's many different kinds of exposures, and it's good studies. It's not like the cell phone stuff. And As part of the book, I showed that one of the causes of death that really is tied to dirty electricity is
still there. Whoop! We're gonna have to get the good doctor back. You're talking about electricity, and there he goes. So let's call him back. Oh, there he is.
Hey, I'm
there
here.
You go. Where'd you go?
Well, you know what? I must have touched a button on this new phone. I'm not used to handling it.
Okay.
It's up to my ear. Okay. Well.
I thought they got you, Sam. For a moment.
Well, I found, you know, I looked at our deaths at the beginning of the 20th century. In 1940, half the population was exposed to electricity, half wasn't. And every city had electricity right around the turn of the century. New York had it, started in 1882. The last farms in this country didn't get electricity, residential electricity, until mid-50s. So here you had this big, long period of time when you had two separate populations, both covered by the same death record system. And I noticed that there were massive differences in mortality rates, you know, what you died of. And suicide was one of those, heart disease, all the cancers.
Mm-hmm.
So the suicide thing, I was reading the paper about 4 or 5 months ago, and there was just a little squib talking about fuel oil consumption in the military in Afghanistan and Iraq. And guess what 95% of it is used for?
Yeah, exactly.
Air conditioning.
Yep.
It's hot.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do they air condition? They use these portable generators, which are brushed. They make terrible dirty electricity and put it in the wires. And they don't know how to wire them either, because the kids, the troops are getting electrocuted, you know, going to shower, touch a shower, drop dead.
Oh, my God.
So I got thinking, hey, you know, these brush generators put a terrible amount of dirty electricity out. And I know that, you know, for 30 years we've noticed that people with these exposures have high suicide rates. And so that's my theory, is that may be what's behind what's happening to our troops. So I wrote my theory up, and I sent it to the Veterans Administration people who are allegedly supposed to be studying this phenomenon, and haven't heard any more from them.